Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with one of our favorite guests of all time. He is absolutely wonderful, and you have to get his book. You have to go to his website in order to do it. DrFredHollinsworth.com is where you should go. The name of his wonderful book is Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost, and it's a must read for everyone. And every time we talk about it, people buy the book. You know, they get it. You know, they understand. And everybody who's buying the book loves the book. And again, go to DrFredHollinsworth.com and get this wonderful book. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, listen.
Go ahead. I would like to talk a little bit about why I named the book Healthcare Tyranny. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution is one of our rights. It's been violated many, many times. It says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and so on and so forth. Now, this has been violated many, many times. The Food and Drug Administration and local medical authorities, and maybe with the assistance of the police, they tell them we're going after some violent felons, make systematic raids. They raid some poor doctor or healthcare professional, hold his employees at gunpoint or break in the door. They act like they're dealing with dangerous felons. Now, who are these victims? Who do you think these victims are?
People that are maybe doctors, or people that are thwarting the insurance companies or drug companies or something along those lines. Right?
Oftentimes they are medical doctors or other healthcare professionals who are using some substance that's not been approved or some methods that have not been approved, and they are getting very good results healing their patients. Their patients are coming from miles around to be treated by them, but they are attacked not because they're ineffective, but because they are not profitable. Any medicine that is not profitable will be fought. They get the police out there, make sure they get publicity. And but after a while, this all fades. It's not on the 10 o'clock news. No presidential candidate in the last several elections has said anything about it. Not any leading congressional leader has mentioned it, and not any local anybody in the news media or advertising, because they need the advertising of the pharmaceutical industry. If a congressman knew about it, you'd think tell me, Frank, do you think all of this could go on for decades and nobody knows anything about it?
No. I mean, you know, people...
No,
people,
surely know something about it. But if they mention anything about it, it will be political suicide. All the money will dry up and go to their opponents. So it's just not talked about. As a result, we have less effective treatment various things. For example, if you have heart disease, you might have your heart bypass surgery, which is $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever, and they have to take some various organs from your leg, your veins, and transplant them to your heart. Costs thousands and thousands of dollars here in the hospital. Now, I take chelation instead. Years ago, some centers were assigned the job of painting the ship, they were using lead-based paint. And after a while, many of them had developed lead-based symptoms. And now, process had been approved already for elimination of lead and heavy metals. Ethylene, diamine, tetracetic acid, known as EDTA. So they sent these men to get intravenous treatments. Well, what do you think happened to the men?
Tell us. I mean, certainly not.
Well, what
died
happened is some of them got better and found that they could walk up the stairs better.
Oh.
Their heart seemed to improve. And so many doctors started using EDTA to improve heart function. These doctors have been persecuted. Well, I use
wow.
it. It costs, a few cents a day. And I played basketball until I was 78 years old. And I use it along with other things so that I don't have any problem with my heart. But doctors who try to use it and all other kinds of therapies that are cheap and effective end up getting prosecuted, many of them. If you go on the internet and type in the word persecuted doctors, you will find a long list of doctors and other healthcare professionals who have been persecuted by the medical establishment because they have not been practicing profitable medicine. Now, doctors do a lot of good things. As long as they're profitable, they do them. If they're not profitable, they get in trouble.
Amazing. DrFredHollinsworth.com is where everyone should go. Get the book. It's called Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost, and we're hearing the explanation of why it is called that. It's just wonderful. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth is our very special guest. Dr. Fred, say the initials again. What is it? ADTE? What's the...
Ethylene diamine tetracetic acid, ADTA.
T-A.
You can look it up on the internet and get a lot of information about it. Now, when one, if you urinate in a clean glass and let the urine stand overnight, a very little solution will settle at the bottom, a little white powder. That white powder that settles at the bottom is calcium that comes from your arteries. I have a brother, his wife has a calcified aortic valve. I think I know what to do about it, but I can't get it. It's cheap and it's effective, and I can't get him interested because the doctor won't prescribe it. But his wife can't move very fast because of the fact that her aortic valve is calcified. And there are all kinds of simple things. Now, did I tell you about Raymond Wolf? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Raymond Wolf?
Did I tell you about Raymond... Raymond Rife, did I tell you about him?
No, and if you did, then refresh our memory.
Well, he was in the late 1800s a very brilliant scientist and brilliant person who developed a lot of things. He developed a microscope containing over 5,000 parts, and he also invented a machine that would kill germs. And he invented this machine that he found the number needed to kill 50 organisms. He killed a lot of organisms. In 1934, they had a test case done at University of Southern California. Now, Raymond Royal Rife had 9 cancer patients who had all been diagnosed as terminal. And these cancer patients went to this test that was done at the University of California. Now, what do you suppose happened to all those people?
Yeah, God knows. I mean, you tell me.
They all survived.
No kidding.
No.
Jeez.
What do you think was the result of that? Well, Morris Fishbein, who was head of the American Medical Association at that time, made a trip out to San Diego. He wanted to talk with Royal Raymond Rife, and he wanted to buy this whole thing from him. Now, Brother Rife refused to sell. What do you think was his reward for this great achievement? Do you think he received the...
Don't tell me he got killed.
Do you think he received the Nobel Prize for medicine and health?
No, he should have, but he didn't.
No, he didn't. Do you think he received any kind of a prize? He did not. No, what happened was when he refused to sell the product that he developed, his machine was totally broken up, and he lost his laboratory in the West Coast. It was burned down. His laboratory in the East Coast was burned down. He ended up trying to continue, but he eventually gave up and became an alcoholic and died and published pretty much unrecognized at the age of 83 in a rest home.
Amazing.
Now, Raymond Royal Rife is only one of several people who you can find in the internet if you look up the various people who have persecuted doctors. And now this cost of everything is higher because the cheap things are not allowed. And maybe you have some reaction to that.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, you know. I mean, you've said this a lot. I've always said it. Follow the money. You know, follow the money. If you make things cheap for the public, this is what your whole book is about. This is why, Dr. Fred, I consider you a heroic figure, right? You want people to buy the book and to be able to, save their way for their, instead of using these high medical costs, and you put it right in the title, and you're teaching them ways that they could do things alternatively to how the medical profession wants them to do it, and the drug companies and the healthcare system wants them to do it. They're not their friends. The healthcare the healthcare community in general is not our friends in this country. I mean, it's money. It's a for-profit, and we get it. You know, we're capitalists.
That's right.
You know, we believe in capitalism. We believe in money and all of that. But they're getting so much money, and people are dying because they think they can't afford certain health care. And what you're doing is you're pointing out ways of doing it. And so did these other men. And they gave their lives and their careers, and it's thankless because they're going up against a machine.
I think I have never known a doctor or a nurse or a healthcare professional of any kind who wanted his patients to do poorly. They all want their patients to do well. They do what they've been taught in school, and they do a good job of what they're doing, but they're not told about these alternative therapies. I personally believe in medicine of the alternative therapy and alternative. Now, remember that healthcare is a business. It's started by Rockefeller and people like that 100 years ago. They want to make money. As long as they can make money on something that's profitable, they will do it. But they will not do anything, no matter how effective it is, if it's unprofitable. And that is what you are fighting. Everybody is. I get telephone calls every week from the people from the healthcare industry telling me how much my health insurance is improved by how many benefits I have by this health insurance or that health insurance. They want me to use my health insurance as much as possible so I can make myself healthier. What they're trying to do, make themselves wealthier. And they don't shy away from using, and they want me to come in for a treatment. If I don't come in about a year, they call me up and invite me and tell me I'm about to lose my health insurance.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. What a disgraceful system it
is. I'm sorry, what?
I said, what a disgraceful system we have. It's just, it's not for the little guy at all. It's for big business. It's for big pharma. What a situation. It's a racket. It's an absolute racket. Yes?
You see large hospital buildings that are built with a lot of money, marvelous structures with very intricate systems of all kinds of wires and cords and electrical things that do all kinds of things. But just imagine if there were no large medical buildings because there was no need for them. Suppose everybody was healthy all the time and they did not need them. Sure, they have large medical buildings for intricate surgeries. It's true that some surgeries are quite necessary. They save lots of lives and so forth. But just imagine if they were not needed.
Amazing. Let me remind folks that you're listening to the voice of Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. If you're just joining us late or turning on your radios or computers a little late, go to drfredhollinsworth.com and look at everything that he's done. It's just absolutely amazing. But more importantly, buy the book. It's just Healthcare Tyranny, High Medical Cost. What an absolute wonderful read. drfredhollinsworth.com. Go to page 2. You'll see some of the reviews there and everything that's happening. Dr. Fred here with us for another minute or so. Dr. Fred, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? Have things gotten better or worse since you wrote the book?
I don't know. I think that when healthcare insurance premiums become so high that nobody can afford them, there may be some change. I have a nephew. He was a minority leader in the California State turned down, but he said he pays $2,400 a month for his health care insurance.
Amazing.
And I pay $148.50 for mine.
Wow. Wow.
But
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You know, let's see. Listen.
I'm thinking. Hello?
Yeah, continue. Yeah, please.
I'm thinking that there'll come a time when the cost will be so high, nobody will be able to afford them. And then I don't know what we'll do.
Just amazing. Just absolutely amazing. And I don't know. I mean, when you first wrote the book, did you think things would change?
I don't know if things would change or not. I imagine that sometimes you have to use your own judgment. For example, when you know this is a business, you utilize your health care as little as possible. Now, it's possible in Chapter 10, I talked about a method by which health care insurance could be profitable. If someone would contract with their doctor for, let's say, $4,000 a year, and each time they go, the doctor treats them for a sore throat or some problem and puts down what it costs. Broken arm is so much, sore throat is so much, and so on and so on. At the end of the year, the doctor has only used, or the patient has only used half of his allotment, has only used half of his $4,000, and then he gets the portion of the other half back. So, suppose it's $4,000 and he only used $2,000 because he only goes when it's necessary. He has used $2,000, $2,000 remains. The doctor gets, or the medical establishment, he gets half of it, and he gets half of it back. This way, the person in charge of health care could do it rather inexpensively if he used some of these things that I've talked about. But by not using the expensive, the various things that are very costly would not be used, he would get the benefit of the inexpensive things, not the expensive things.
Well, listen, I know you're just coughing a little there, but I'll tell you, you're 90 years young. You look fantastic. Yeah. You sound fantastic. And you were playing basketball till you were 78. Obviously, you've done something right. Everyone's got to get your book. And again, DrFredHollinsworth.com is where everyone has to get the book.
If you just type in my name or healthcare tyranny, either one, you get the book.
Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Costs is the name of the book. Everyone, please get this book. It's a life-changing experience to read it. It's an easy read. Just absolutely great. Dr. Fred Hollinsworth, thank you very much. You have a last word for us? Anything to leave anybody
Hello,
with?
I just wish everybody good health. I want them to remember that healthcare is a business, and it's expensive to go to the doctor. Only go when you need to.
Great advice. DrFredHollinsworth.com. Buy the book, everyone. It's called Healthcare Tyranny. Please buy this book. Healthcare Tyranny and High Medical Cost. Frank McKay signing off.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you've been listening to the words of Dr. Fred Hollinsworth. Get his book, everyone. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.